It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to have a conversation with my good buddy David James, who's traveling around the world. Most of the time we catch him here in the United States, at least for a brief moment, and we'll have a conversation on an issue that is very important for the body of Christ to come to a biblical understanding and perspective of. An article in a United Kingdom newspaper, mental illness mostly caused by life events, not genetics, argue the psychologists. Very interesting article. David, this week, this article concerning the issue of mental health included that stunning admission by a secular psychologist concerning the primary cause for mental illness.
Well, that's right. You know, the opening paragraph of that article, let me just briefly read it for you. It says, mental illness is largely caused by social crises such as unemployment or childhood abuse, and too much money is spent researching genetic and biological factors, psychologists have warned. This is actually coming from some work that was done by a professor of clinical psychology at the University of Liverpool, and this was on a national radio program broadcast on the BBC network, and you're right, it's a stunning admission, but the fact is, it's exactly what we would expect if they're honest about it, because this is exactly what we would expect based upon reading the Word of God.
Yes, indeed, and this goes actually to the heart of the debate over whether secular psychology and psychiatry have anything to offer Christians who counsel those who struggle with emotional, spiritual, and behavioral issues.
Well, that's right. You know, there's been a strong movement for the last 30 to 40 years of trying to actually bring the Christian community back to a realization and an acceptance of the fact that the Word of God addresses all of the problems of life in one way or another, either directly or by implication and principles, and that if we believe the Word of God is sufficient, then we need to be turning to that and being extremely careful about relying on things that are coming out of a secular, even anti-God worldview, anti-biblical worldview.
Well, David, sometimes we hear people defend relying on theories from psychology and psychiatry by making the statement, all truth is God's truth.
Well, as a fundamental principle, certainly everything that's true, if it's true, it's accurate. But the fact is, when you get into dealing with an anti-God and anti-biblical mindset and worldview, there's a very large likelihood, almost certainty, that things that the world would consider to be true is actually not true. And even in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul talks about there's a wisdom of the world, but there's a wisdom of God that's completely different. And he even says that if the leaders of this world had the wisdom of God, that they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. So Christians need to be extremely careful about what the world claims to be true.
Yes, that's a very, very important statement, that Christians need to be aware of what the Bible says is true. Well, since most Christians would agree that serious physical illness and disease needs to be treated by trained physicians and usually with medication, many also argue that serious mental illness also needs to be treated with appropriate drugs. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, there's a question of what mental illness is at all. You know, going back to the premise of this article, from a clinical psychologist who, to my knowledge, is not a believer, they're saying that it's external factors, not internal factors. You know, we talk about bodily disease, whether it be cancer or tuberculosis or some kind of genetic defect or hormonal imbalances or lack of iron or what vitamin deficiencies or whatever might be the cause, those things can be examined. They can be treated. For example, if we have high blood pressure, we measure the blood pressure in the heart and we treat it with medication, and we can have a cause-effect relationship. If we have high cholesterol, we treat it that way. If we have cancer, it can be treated with chemotherapy, and there are measurable results. But there are no measurable tests. There are no clinical tests for mental illness. And the other thing is, what determines who's mentally ill? You can tell if somebody has cancer, but there, for any diagnosis symptoms of mental illness, you take five psychologists or psychiatrists, they're going to come up with five different conclusions about what the causes are and therefore the treatment. So this idea of what is normal and testing, it just does not fit a medical model at all when it comes to what is called mental illness. And I would even challenge the idea of whether there's such a thing as mental illness.
I would go along with that exactly. David, the article also that we mentioned earlier made an astounding claim concerning how many people are said to experience what they refer to as mental health problems in their lifetime.
Well, that's right. At one point in the article, they made the claim that nearly half of all adults will experience some sort of mental issue in their lifetime, and a fourth of them are actually diagnosed, and then there's another 18% that say they have mental issues, but they've never been clinically diagnosed. I just find that extremely difficult to believe, and what I find interesting is that as we go through time, and I'll say this, moving toward the end times, and as things get worse in this world, and moving further away from God, and becoming more anti-God and anti-biblical in the worldview broadly through society, that seems to correspond directly with this claim that more and more people have mental illness. Well, that points to the fact that it's a sin problem at the very least, or at least even if it's not a sin problem, it has to do with believers not understanding who they are in Christ, that the Word of God is sufficient, and that they can deal with the problems of life by correcting their thinking and developing a biblical worldview, submitting to the work of the Holy Spirit, and coming under counsel from people who are using the Word of God to address these issues.
Well, let's go bottom line then. Is there any place for psychotherapy or for care from a psychiatrist in our society today?
Well, I would say this. You know, when you have unbelievers dealing with unbelievers, and they have nothing else to rely on, and you have people getting completely out of control, certainly there are mind and mood-altering drugs that can mitigate or cover up or suppress some of these various problems, however they might manifest, with people having manic episodes or sort of going crazy. You can treat some of those things to suppress those behaviors, but that's not the way believers treat other believers, and it's not the way Christian leaders and ministers should treat unbelievers as well. First, we share the Word of God, we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things passed away, behold, all things become new. The solution is found in the Word of God. But let the world treat the world the way that they will, if it's going to help protect other people, perhaps from harm, or help people save themselves from harm. But that's only applying a Band-Aid to the problem.
Yes, just simply a Band-Aid. I guess the big question is whether the Bible is sufficient to deal with all the issues that we face in life, or do secular psychologists provide any type of vital information and solutions that believers need to consider as well?
Well, let me just quickly share a story with you. I was recently talking with a former missionary in a heavily Muslim area of the world, a very dangerous country, and I'll just keep it at that, a very dangerous country, and a terrorist group were taking hold. They were bombing Christians. This person had a Muslim beaten to death right outside their door by a group of so-called Christians, and it was a place of tremendous violence, and they came back off the mission field after 11 years and had post-traumatic stress. They just couldn't even hardly function. It was a terrible situation. They went to a pastor. They spent about 6 months speaking with someone who was using the Word of God to help them understand the grace of God, and now they're fully back functioning and able to minister when they were completely unable to, because they were just struggling and the Word of God was the absolute solution, and there was no need to go to a worldly place to seek help.
So then that leads me to the question on this controversial subject. Should Christians ever take drugs to help them with certain debilitating conditions like depression or bipolar disorder? Don't some people find relief from certain emotional problems or mental distress with different types of medication?
Well, certainly, you know, there are mind and mood-altering drugs, and certainly they can provide some relief, but it's masking the problem. It's not dealing with the problem. If you're tired, you can take caffeine and you can boost your energy level, but the real issue is you need some sleep, not caffeine. And you can extend that across the board to all medications. So I'm not saying that Christians who are taking medication should immediately come off, because sometimes there's a dependency, but I would say get to someone who knows the Word of God, who understands how to counsel people biblically, so that you can move away from the world's way of dealing with things.
David, we usually try to wrap up our time each week together in our conversation, briefly discussing how our topic has implications and applications for what the Bible says will happen in the last days. Let's do that this time as well.
Sure. Well, I would point to something that I've brought up before, and that is what I call the death spiral of humanity in Romans chapter 1. Mankind as a whole gets deeper and deeper into sin, which means that there are going to be increasing mental problems like this, where people are dealing wrongly with the problems of life. They get further away from the Word of God. They don't know how to deal with things correctly, and so the world is going to increase its use of drugs to try to mask these problems. Also, we know in the tribulation period, one of the things that's brought up is that people will not abandon their sorceries. And the word there for sorceries in that case, where they remain in sin, is the word that we get from pharmaceuticals, is pharmakos. We understand that even in the end times, this increase in drugs affecting society is a part of the end times.
Again, the signs that indicate the rapture of the church could happen at any moment. What we see happening in our world, even in the area which we've been talking about together, David and myself, would give us an indication how quickly Bible prophecy is going to be fulfilled. David, excellent job. Thank you, my good friend. Appreciate it. Great insight into an issue maybe concerning many, many Christian friends that may be listening. Thank you, and we'll have another conversation next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Good to be with you again.